is back home recovering with minor injuries.
My back is has a lot of road rash, they call it, from sliding on the cement. And I've got real sore ribs.
But Studer says no one wins in this situation.
I have made mistakes, and I would hope that he would take this as a lesson to be learned and go on and live a productive life and learn from this.
As we all know, a local developer and philanthropist, Quint Studer, was involved in a hit-and-run accident the other day, and Pensacola police have now arrested the man that they think is responsible. When you see the car and you think about his injuries, you think, oh my God. And I had that same reaction, like, wow, the car looks pretty bad. That could have been a whole lot worse for Quint. He seems to be doing okay, recovering at home. Joining us now, we have Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Have you had a chance to talk to Quint since the accident?
I have. I talked to Rishi that night. We communicated via text, and I've talked personally with Quint since then, both text and phone call. He said he was recovering. He had nothing but incredible praise to give the PPD, and I really appreciate that, and I pass that along to PPD and to Kevin. And I tell you, they were motivated to find this individual, and they got him. So, they found somebody they've arrested.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have to go through the criminal process. So, yes, I understand where you are, but they found somebody they feel matched all the things that was happening with it. So, from that standpoint, it was an unfortunate event. But it highlights the things we're looking to do already with, I told you Monday when they brought us hashtag, we said, there was a part that got pinched, and they were going to have to merge a car and bike. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. We can take out the turn lane. I mean, we can learn to do things a little bit differently. There's no reason to even put our bike and pedestrians in a situation where they're going to be compromised and their safety is going to be compromised there on Main Street.
So the idea on Main is, now, is this, are you going to be restriping? Is that the idea and taking space?
No, the one that came out showed a totally independent lane that will be separate and buffered between bike lane and traffic lane.
So physical reconstruction. Okay. And then you're going to, and the space necessary for that is going to come out of that middle turn lane. That's going to go away?
Well, the only place it gets pinched is right there just west of Palafox on Main Street, just west of Palafox.
Okay.
So that gets pinched right after the light, and that's where we're going to have to get rid of that turn lane that goes north, that left-hand turn lane.
Okay, so traffic is going to be either westbound across Palafox or eastbound. Eastbound is going to have to stop if there's a turn ahead, but that's going to create space to make a buffered bike lane on both sides or just on the south side?
On both sides. And what we would like to do is what they're really trying to do is encourage the left-hand turn movement to go north to go to Jefferson. They're going to add a new light at Jefferson and Main Street, and they would like left-hand, going north to go up Jefferson.
Okay.
So it kind of fits what we're trying to do, and it's going to create a little bit new habits. And, again, anytime you do that, people get upset. They don't like change. But overall, I think the change is going to create more safety, and I think when people get used to it, they won't even know that's what we see more often than not is once people get used to change, they're all happy with it, but they understand, but they don't like it at the moment they're having to go through it.
What more do you think needs to be done for people to be aware of bikes and pedestrians? Because, I remember we were going to an event at Bartram Park a couple years ago, and my wife and I were watching all the traffic that just kept going right past the pedestrian crosswalk that we were waiting in. And then we're like, I'm not going to step in front of it. But, this is one of the problems is either people are unaware or unwilling to stop too much of the time. How do you fix that?
I think it's just a constant thing. When we first started stuff downtown, it hadn't been used that way. People got used to that. It's just, I think once the hashtag project comes in and we see more pedestrian safety on Main and Bayfront, I think it will translate into that. Part of it, do we look at taking Bayfront and maybe diet in it in the future? Possibly. I know that's one of the things that we've got out there. I'd love to get Palafox done first. I'd love to get some of the stuff on the traffic safety done on Davis and MLK first, but we'd love to get to come to Bayfront. It's on the list. I don't know that I'll be there when you get there, but hopefully one day it will. We'd like to get the hashtag started, and I think that'll be a big big start to that process.
And in case, for those of you who are kind of new to this conversation or haven't heard all the various versions we've had of it, the mayor is talking about a road diet on North Palafox that would involve restriping and north of Cervantes, just like it is now south of, and then changing the one ways on MLK and Davis into two ways, something that you've been working on since you basically got elected. Mr. Mayor, obviously the big thing that is happening in town right now is this bridge reopening. Everybody is saying the same thing. Even you have said the same thing. Is it your expectation Friday morning is kind of what we're thinking?
Yeah. I mean, again, I definitely agree it's going to happen before Memorial Day. I don't know. I mean, I've heard a lot of rumors. I've heard different days. But, if Friday's it, we're just happy. It gets open before the weekend. I think that's great. The bridge has been open. I mean, as far as the completed work to get it done, it's just been waiting for the concrete to cure. So, yeah, I've been saying for a while, my bigger concern was the landing. We've really seen that come together, as I said, Monday at the press conference. So I felt very good. I didn't know which day it was going to happen, but I knew at some point it was going to happen.
And as you have said repeatedly, just so people are clear, they still will. You're still not going to be able to go southbound 17th and get onto the bridge. You're still not going to. You know, we're recommending you don't go south on 14th and get on the bridge. Take all that traffic over to 9th Avenue, come south, and go east, and do it that way. That's going to be a lot more.
And also, if you're leaving downtown right now, 17th won't be open. We do want you to turn on 9th, so there will be a lot more traffic on 9th. In the immediate future, but we do believe that will eventually solve itself out.
Absolutely. As far as I can tell, looks like the ECUA water tower is done. All three sides are painted. What do you think now that we got the finished product?
I think it looks great. As I said before, we were happy that ECUA offered the welcome to Pensacola. I think it sort of definitely sends the visitor who's coming down 110 to understand where they are. I think that's great. However, my biggest thing is I always told Bruce Woody was make sure you put the Blue Angel on there. So it really doesn't matter what the city happens, but make sure you have the Blue Angel on there, which they did. So I think it came out looking good. I like it. I've seen your posts. I think you like the new one as well.
I am always reminded that now the Cradle of Naval Aviation is smaller and to the west instead of to the north, which still irks me, but I will take this over what we were going to get 1,000 times over. So I'm happy. I can live with it. One of the things that we talked about this week, obviously, is, and we keep talking about this quite a bit, but that's okay. It's an important subject, is the homeless issue. You are working on this. We're talking about a facility. We're talking about Maxwell Street, the old medical facility. I mean, all kinds of talk. My question is, when you have people who are in any of the camps, let alone the one underneath I-110, what happens to the people who aren't going to want to relocate into a shelter facility? What do you do with those people? Because there are going to be some who are content with living in the tent. How do you handle that?
Andrew, I think we'll just have to handle that. We've been very, from the beginning, we said this is a temporary solution that we're trying to do while we have some shelters down. But under no means are we going to turn our parks into places. You've been the one person who's in the press who's understood what we've been saying. Everybody else has been like, well, you got to let the homeless stay wherever they want to stay. You don't have to do that. What you need to do is find a place for them to go and shelter. For those who want to stay outdoors, it's just not going to be the place for them. There are other places that are like that. They have places like Satoshi Forest, other stuff out there. We would highly encourage them to find a place that if they want to stay outdoors, then allows for that. I mean, again, I have no problem if somebody wants to take a piece of private property and allow that to happen. If that's what they want to do, they're properly zoned and everything for it. They have the ability to do that. So from that standpoint, if somebody decides they want to do that and create that kind of place, then they can go do that. But it's not going to be a city park. City parks have things they want that we want to achieve with them. I was talking with Councilwoman Broughton yesterday. I mean, she's been very adamant about the East Side neighborhood and what happens with Hollis G. Williams. Mm-hmm. A couple of things that got us to this point, Andrew, was really having what we had with COVID. Obviously, that with the with where we've seen vaccination numbers, those orders have all gone away. We're no longer in a state of emergency. And then two, we've got the shelters reopening. As they reopen we will have to find ways to get people into those shelters, and that's our whole goal, and get them out of where they were. It was a temporary fix for dealing with a temporary situation, but that temporary situation is now removing itself, and as those shelters come open, we do expect to move back, to close down that and get it turned to a park.
Yeah, and what you've been very clear about this week, and I appreciate your clarity about this, is that that is a park, that is not a homeless encampment long term, and so it's just a question of timeline and then, you know, how do we get from here to there. Mayor Grover Robinson, always appreciate the time, sir. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the city council meeting and then next week at the press conference. Thanks so much for what you do. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Andrew. You take care. Thank you.